earlier this year, the Wyoming legislature set aside some $30 million in matching money to help pay for a major upgrade in UW's College of Engineering. With an anticipated cost of nearly $100 million, it would be UW's most expensive building project. The last major addition to the college occurred in 1980. Right now, labs are too small, classrooms are crowded, and the front portion of the building has a distinct 1920s flavor. As Bob Beck reports, at a time when other building projects were occurring on campus, the chairman of the Senate Appropriations Committee said skipping the College of Engineering would have been a crime.
Senator Phil Nicholas has been a member of the Appropriations Committee during most of Wyoming's boom years. During that time, he saw support for a number of building projects. This year, he oversaw planning for future budget cuts. But before those occur, Nicholas wanted one last shot at getting what could be the last round of funding for a project he felt had been overlooked, the College of Engineering.
My conclusion was that it would be a sad thing for the state of Wyoming to go through this second boom, the first boom being the 80s, and not come out with an extraordinarily strong, robust College of Engineering.
Nicholas says a number of Wyoming economic development efforts have depended on the college in the past, and he believes that an enhanced college would do even more.
And when I began to pitch that to my colleagues, I realized there was great support.
Nicholas says Wyoming has spent a lot of money to recruit firms to come to the state. He believes that this project will lead to UW graduates creating a number of high-tech jobs. Nicholas says the College of Engineering already has a track record.
It's pretty remarkable. You look at Trihydro here. You look at a variety of engineering firms that are just straight engineering. A lot of innovation, a lot of information technology jobs. And those are where we're seeing most of our growth. And frankly, most of it's coming out of the College of Engineering.
UW Provost Myron Allen is excited about the possibilities.
It's already a fine College of Engineering, and it's responsible for the majority of the spin-offs and startup companies in southeast Wyoming. But having a stronger College of Engineering and Applied Science would really help us to attract even more high-tech firms and other types of industries to the area.
Allen says enhancing the college has been needed for a while, and it will have an impact.
We've actually been able to attract really good faculty members, but we've had to focus more recently on faculty members in areas that don't require large laboratories because we simply don't have the laboratory space.
Allen says that's hindered what research could be done, and he says that enhancing the labs will certainly help students be better prepared. But few are more excited about the prospects than College of Engineering Dean Rob Edema. He says he came to Wyoming because of the reputation of the college, but he says they have some key needs.
We have foreseeable growth in enrollment, so we need to increase the capacity for more students. We lack capacity for research labs and space, space for graduate students and so on. And thirdly, just the sense of the professional ambience of the college is a bit dated.
Dated might be an understatement. The college was constructed in the 1920s. A west wing was added in 1960, and the modern part of the facility was built over 30 years ago. Despite all of this, Forbes magazine listed the college as one of the nation's best buys, and the atmospheric science program has long been recognized as one of the top programs in the country. But if they can build better research facilities, Edema says there's even more they can do.
We'll be able to do more innovative research in engineering and computer science and atmospheric science. And, you know, most of this country's technology innovation occurs at a university. Wyoming shouldn't be second to anybody in that regard, I think.
Edema says the goal is to grow in rankings and stature. So as they're busy discussing what the building will look like, he stresses that all the department heads are looking at developing the best program they can.
Looking at where we have strategic advantages that we can build and make more of, how we can strengthen the faculty and staff, numbers and talent here. So what we're underway with is not just a building program. I characterize it as a program building program.
Edema says they're also looking at how these programs and their graduates can advance Wyoming's economic growth. This plan will be presented to the legislature and a timeline will be agreed upon. But there is one more thing they'll have to do, and that's to find donors. While the legislature provided planning money and has set aside $30 million, This is expected to be a $100 million effort, so UW has money to raise. But Senator Nicholas says if they can make the case that Wyoming students will be trained to work in-state and that economic development can be enhanced, he believes that will be a strong selling point, and he hints that there could also be some additional legislative dollars available as well. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Bob Beck.